classmates, teachers, and anybody else who may be listening. My name is Kara McGinnis, and I am coming to you from Edmonton, Alberta. This is my very first attempt at a podcast, so please bear with me. I'm here to talk about my history on the internet and online communities. I grew up in a small town in Nova Scotia in the 90s, so I can still remember spending every night outside until the streetlights came on. Until suddenly there was this new shiny thing called the internet, and I could find it in my very own living room. Staying in to chat with friends that I had already seen all day anyway, on MSN or ICQ, became more interesting than anything that I could find outside. I made my first blog around 13 years of age. The website that I used to host it is no longer available. I really have no idea what I was talking about online when I was 13 years old, and I'm not sure I really want to find out. The website is likely still able to be found if you looked hard enough, but I'm not even going to attempt that because I don't want to know what it says. Even more embarrassing than a blog at 13 years old is a MySpace account. MySpace was around before Facebook, and it was a huge part of my life for many years. I used to connect with both friends and family, and of course those online strangers who I had no idea who they were or why I would connect with them, but it was the cool thing to do, so I did it. And then I lost interest in it. When MySpace got a makeover, I attempted to reactivate my account, but quickly lost interest again, and now it largely sits inactive. I joined Facebook in my first year of university. That was when you needed an official university email to actually register. There were no advertisements or endless Candy Crush invitations, and the kids that I had taught in summer camp were not able to track me down and try to friend me. I mostly used Facebook for contacting fellow students, collaborating on projects, finding out what was happening on campus any given night or weekends, or even talking to professors about assignments. After it became public, I largely started to decline my activity and use less and less of it. Mostly now I use it for talking to family and friends, or share memes, quizzes, or videos that I like. Nothing relevant really goes on to my Facebook account anymore, as it has become too public and it's too risky to post that kind of information. I have two Twitter accounts. One is public and used for school or sharing random thoughts in my head. And the other is largely or completely private, and I use it only for keeping in touch with certain groups of friends that I have that are scattered across North America. I have a LinkedIn account that was created for school. I keep the information and content up to date and current, but I don't typically use it to interact with anybody, and I don't post any content on it either. I do use Instagram, and I follow friends and people who I find interesting. Content that I find interesting, motivational accounts, health and fitness accounts, food accounts, that kind of thing. My interest account is connected to both of my Facebook and my Twitter accounts, and I do believe that most of my Facebook activity actually probably comes from my Instagram account itself. I have a Pinterest account, but I actually never really caught on to that trend, so it largely does not get used either. It's basically inactive and kind of takes up internet space. Lastly, I have a Tumblr account where I follow blogs about cooking, baking, do-it-yourself projects, TV shows, and books that I love and celebrities that I find interesting. I don't ever post original content. I mostly use it to share content that's already available and that's out there. I use it to support local artists, to share their work, to hear about news stories or new public issues that are maybe largely being ignored by the media. I'm actually starting to find my patience and interest in online communities is going down. I don't even keep all of my current accounts active. As you can see, I said earlier, my LinkedIn account doesn't get used. My MySpace, of course, it's inactive. And Pinterest doesn't get used, and my activity on Facebook is declining all the time. I'm not entirely sure this is because I've just been using online communities and social media for years and years now, and I'm starting to lose interest, or if it's because there's so many different types of online accounts and social media that's become overwhelming and basically impossible to keep up. I'm starting to wonder if I'm spending too much time looking at life through the internet. Do I spend more time looking at my phone than I do with people in front of me or the events that are happening all around me? How much time do I really need to spend online, and how many online communities do I really need to take part in order to feel included? And when I do spend time online, am I actually getting anything interesting or relevant from that? I'm not really sure that I actually am gaining much from the internet anymore, or at least from online accounts like Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter, because if I really want something, I can search for it. I don't need a specific account just to be able to find what I'm looking for. So I guess on that note, are we spending too much time looking at our screens and not enough time looking around us? Has our world become too focused on the digital world as opposed to the actual world? I will leave you to think that over, and I'm not entirely sure how I should end this podcast. So here is my awkward sign-off. I'm Karen McGinnis in Edmonton, and have a good night.